missing from the ninth slot. Desert Snow would be number 44. Without warning, he began to weep. He surprised himself with this sudden burst of emotion after almost 40 years. The trial was irretrievably over. Everything that could be said had been said. But Carl Michael Blomqvist had never doubted that he would lose. The verdict was handed down at 10 on Friday morning, and all that remained was a summing up from the reporters waiting in the corridor outside the district court. Blomqvist saw them through the doorway and slowed his step. But questions were unavoidable, and he, of all people, knew that they had to be asked and answered. He straightened up and tried to smile. The reporters gave him friendly, almost embarrassed greetings. "Give us a soundbite, Kalle Blomqvist." It was a reporter from one of the evening papers. Blomqvist, hearing the nickname, forced himself, as always, not to roll his eyes. Once, when he was 23 and had just started his first summer job as a journalist, Blomqvist had chanced upon a gang which had pulled off 5 bank robberies. Blomqvist was staying at a summer cabin near Katrineholm. Exactly why he made the connection he could not explain, but as he was listening to the news report,